Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. This is the story of one man's journey into corner life and what he found there. His name is Daryl.
My mom has three kids. I'm the youngest. You know, she raised us. She had two jobs. So when she working, she may come home late. You do your homework. Yeah, I done my homework. Never done my homework. But she was tired, so she couldn't just go and check because she had to. She come in late from a second job, and then had to turn around and get back up early in the morning to go to her first job. So she couldn't go checking behind us. I was selling everything. I started off with whippersnappers, you know, the little white things that you throw on the ground. It started out with whippersnappers, then it started out with candy, and it got into other things, you know. You go in the corner, okay? You become somebody, women, bogus friends. When I mean bogus, because everybody's your friend while you're out there. Everybody's your friend while you're out there. That's what I mean by bogus. You have a million friends when you're out there. They come through, holler at you, how you doing, whatever, whatever. Okay, the cars, everything. It's all intriguing. You know, you can get the police pulling up on you if you're not dirty. Oh, that's fine because you know you're not going to prison. You know you're not going to jail because you're not dirty. But you're out there breaking law. So you really just throwing it in their face. Like, I ain't dirty, what? What you gonna do? That's a false sense of freedom because you're not thinking you're gonna get, you. When you're out in the corner, you're not even thinking of long-term plans. You're thinking about tomorrow. Today and tomorrow. You're not thinking about what's going to happen down next week. You're thinking about, today I'm going to buy a pair of tennis for tomorrow or things of that nature. You're not thinking no further than that. There's no, on the street corners, there's no long-term goals. Besides, make your money today, make your money tomorrow. There's no goals, no long-term goals at all. I remember when I was younger, I used to think it was so cool when somebody was like, I'm just coming home from jail. Wow, he just come home from jail. She think I was so fascinated with that. You just come home from jail? I had a cousin that went to jail. Well, what's jail like? What y'all do in jail? So, you know, I got in trouble when I was 17, waived as an adult, and that started the pattern. A kid thinking that because he was bringing in some money, taking care of his children, that he was a man, thinking that he was going to be different from his father who wasn't there. And I end up getting 10 years. Young, young son. Yeah. Don't let me down, young son. Uh-huh. I'm just a young son. Don't let me down, young son. Uh-huh. I'm just a young son. Young son. Don't let me down, young son. Uh-huh. I'm just a young son.
Next week, Daryl speaks of his time in prison. Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these stories, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.com or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.